With the Farm and Ranch Report, I'm Rick Worthington. The U.S. ethanol industry is showing some signs of recovery as government officials ease stay-at-home orders that depress some fuel demand. Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue says an important component for increasing ethanol demand in the country is to expand access.
This is the final step in that. The impediment of the E15 year-round was having access for the consumer. That's where it really matters, is that if the consumer has access, you and I both know many stations have hidden that E15 pump around in the back. It was kind of like putting tobacco in a cage where you had to go find it or ask for it. Now we're taking those skulls and crossbones off those pumps, putting them out there with a single blended type of pump. That's what this program, HBIP, is all about. It's the high blending capabilities for a consumer will have the ultimate choice. That's what we want to do. I'm confident that our wise consumers, when they see a cleaner product, higher octane, lower price, that benefits their neighbors, I think they're going to choose that. And this is the beginning of getting this kind of situation and availability across the country. And if you go from 10 to 15, I'm not a math major, that looks like that's a 50% increase.
U.S. production of ethanol has increased since the start of May, but output is still down more than 40% from year-ago levels. Thanks for listening to the Farm and Ranch Report. Get more information at aginfo.net. I'm Rick Worthington.